USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Last-minute holiday travelers are packing airports nationwide, causing considerable congestion. On Christmas Eve, there were more than 100 cancellations and a number of delays, but today's statistics have surpassed those figures, with more than 1,400 delays and 140 cancellations reported at the latest update. That is creating significant travel disruptions. On Christmas, Pope Francis offered a prayer for peace to the thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square.
Siamo vicini ai nostri fratelli e sorelle che soffrono per la guerra. Pensiamo alla Palestina, Israele.
He specifically mentioned praying for our brothers and sisters affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict and the war in Ukraine. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as that war rages on between Israel and Hamas. There are new reports of Palestinian deaths at a refugee camp reportedly linked to Israeli airstrikes. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It wouldn't allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. The Egyptian proposal also allows for Hamas to remain, which Israel considers a non-starter. A Republican member of both the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee has asserted that Republicans are in consensus regarding addressing the southern border issue. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Bill Hagerty attributed the challenges at the southern border to President Biden.
They're encouraging as many people to flood into this nation as they possibly can, essentially to backfill the blue states where populations are leaving and help them in the calculation of congressional seats going forward and electoral votes.
Hagerty accused the White House of attempting to shift the role of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And Christmas also brings with it the last full moon of 2023. The moon will reach maximum fullness Tuesday evening. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A United States senator standing up for a privately held company to stay closed on Sunday due to the Christian belief of its founder, USA's Laura Winters reports.
It's a fight over religious freedom, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham saying he will step in and go to war with New York State if lawmakers in Albany pass a bill to force some Chick-fil-A restaurants to operate 7 days a week. The iconic chicken chain has always been closed on Sundays in keeping with the religious belief of its Christian founder from Georgia, Truett Cathy. Senator Graham posting on X, "This is war. If this goes forward, I will be introducing legislation withholding federal funds from any city or state that requires Chick-fil-A to stay open on Sunday."
In the upcoming months, two American companies are gearing up to dispatch unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface, marking an historic milestone as the first private companies to achieve such a feat. Both projects are supported by funding from NASA. Astrobotic, headquartered in Pittsburgh, aims to launch next month, with Houston-based Intuitive Machines following suit a month later. An unaccompanied 6-year-old child who was flying on Spirit Airlines to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers was put on the wrong flight. Spirit Airlines has apologized to the family and said the child was never in danger or unsupervised, with one of their team members with him the entire time. Instead of boarding a plane from Philly to Fort Myers, that minor was put on a flight to Orlando. He called his grandmother and she came and picked him up. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.